other Tanoim, according to three other Shitas. According to Abtaf and Abakiv and Elazar ben Azariah, is it Elazar ben Azariah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Elazar ben Azariah. Are you required? Is there a machlekas of this sort or not? It would seem to me that according to the Shitas Tanoim, the Ein Bedor Hazeh Shiyodeya Lahochiach, which means the element of sensitivity, you're afraid he's going to be Oivah and Loisisa or Lov Chet, you're going to destroy him, there's no place for the machlekas. Because according to this Shita, even if you know that the Teuchach is going to help you, not allowed to be Mechiyach. Even if you know that they're going to be Mekabel your Teuchach, you can't do it because you may be Yoivar and Nisa the Yadais of Laisisa. Therefore, if you don't know, or you know that it's not going to help, most certainly you're not allowed to be Mechiyach, there's no Machlekes according to this. But according to the other two Shitas, namely, number one, Yochar Lechiyach, which means you don't have the moral stature, So that you'll have a counter, you have a reaction against you, or makabeo that it's not going to be effective, there is place to say that there is a machlekes with the aim and the meiri holding that even though the mochiach will not achieve his goal, even though yodeya bevadai that he's not going to do it, nevertheless, and therefore there's no makabeo, and even though the muchach, the one who is rebuked, will. Cast away what you're saying, nevertheless there is a mitzvah to be mocha. And in this whole matter of yochal achiyach, which is the moral question, do I have the moral right, and also in yesh b'dar hazeh shemekabel tochach, which means is it effective or not effective in this generation, I remember one of the gedolei achasidus who says achiyach tochiyach es amisecha is not a mitzvah that has universal objective standards. There is no such thing as one teuchacha that fits everybody I know. The teuchacha depends not on me, it depends whom I'm speaking to. If I speak to a big talmid chacham as one teuchacha, and I can be powerful with him, then I'm speaking to a person who is alienated, it's a completely different teuchacha. Es amisecha, ba'asher hu amisecha. If I speak to someone alienated from Yahadus, I've got to be very delicate and very careful. There is no, I hope the editors of the sermon manuals will forgive me, there is no sermon that can be preached every place and every time. Just what the Ariya Kodesh said about tefillah. No tefillah is ever repeated. It is always unique. Every drasha, if it's techacha, unless it's simply entertainment. Every drasha, if it does contain the elements of achayach techiach, has to be addressed to specific people at specific situations at a specific time. And I don't want to prejudice it against a 4-4 Hasidim. I'd also recommend what the Yisrael Salanta said. We quoted the Gemara, Hecheach Techiach Hafilim Meya Pa'amim, even 100 times, he said, every Techacha must be broken into 100 pieces. And you administer it 1/100th of a drop at a time. You never put the whole blast of force against someone. Techacha to be effective must come in small doses. It took me about 10 years to learn that. I look back sometimes on the drushes that I gave when I was a young man, and I wince. Did I really say that? And I wonder why they didn't get up and take me by the scruff of my neck and throw me off the pulpit. I mean, I was such a great, powerful fighter for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was God Shliach. I said things that were so terribly offensive in retrospect that I wish I had known the secret of Aicheach Tefeach Afil Ameyab. Michael, you're shaking your head. Did they tell you those stories? I hope they didn't. I hope they forgot already. The Sefer Hasidim, now I'm going back to the Middle Ages, says that if you notice a little bit later in the Gemara, well, I'll come to it in a minute. He says that if you know definitely that your Teuchacha is not going to help, they're not going to be accepted, you should not be Mechiyach. This is the Shita of the Moshe Mikutzi and the Meiri. But he asked from the Gemara in Erevin, Erchen, in the same Gemara, a little bit in the middle of the page, the Gemara says, "Hechan teichacha, how far does teichacha go? Rav Amar ad haka, until the muchach is willing to hit you. Shmuel Amar aklola, Rav Yechon Amar ad nezifa." Does this sit well with you? We just said according to the Meiri and the Sar Mikutzi that if you know certainly it's not going to help, you shouldn't be machir. What is the Gemara saying? Do these people know that it's going to help? You have to be machiach until the man is ready to curse you, to practice nezifa, which means to excommunicate you, or to punch you in the nose. I mean, that's pretty certain that's not going to help. So how can the Me'iri and the Rabbi Shimon Kusi say what they're saying, and the Sefer Hasidim too? He's asking that very an open and shut question. His answer is, if you look at the Gemara, two lines later says Shloshtan Mikra Echa Darshu. They have one pasuk, and the pasuk they darshan is the machlokas between Shaul and Yonason. What was their relation, Shaul and Yonason, father and son? So the Sefer Hasidim draws a remarkable conclusion. He says, when is there a mitzvah to go the whole length in Teichacha, ad hakar, ad nazifa, ad klala? Only if it's someone you love. Only with someone you love, and you know that he will be or she will be enraged temporarily, but it's a temporary and ephemeral phenomenon. And later relationships will be restored, and there will be no lasting hatred. Then you're allowed to be mechiyach that far. Although all of you are counselors too, and you know that sometimes the worst teichacha is given between husband and wife in a way that's never forgivable. But we're speaking of that element that is forgivable, even though it may cause a temporary disruption of harmony. But with a stranger, where there is no guarantee of avosos ahava, there is no guarantee that there will be, that there's a prior structure of friendship and love and relationship, then you never may be mechiyach if you are sure it's not going to help. Even if it won't reach ad hakar, ad nazifa, and ad klala. Hence, according to the Sefer Hasidim, how powerfully, how aggressively, and how strongly you preach really depends on how much you love your people and how much they love you. If you correctly assess your relationship, very often we don't, but if you correctly assess your relationship and you know that there are real bonds of trust between you, you can afford to be stronger. And if you feel they aren't, you should not do that. Paradoxically, we seem to reverse it. If you like your congregation, you don't tell them anything bad. You don't like them, but that is precisely what Teichacha should not be. Teichacha should not be, oh darling, did I give it to them today? No. Teichacha should be, b'dechila rechima, I was forced to say things that hurt them, and I'm sorry I did. And this is precisely what the Halakha is teaching us, and precisely what the Sefer Hasidim is teaching us. Well, I'll close only with one other citation. And this is what I said, there may be other obsolete halachas. If you notice the Rambam, it's not part of our, the Rambam in Perek in Halacha Gimel says that there's a mitzvah, al kol adam lehov es kol echad v'yachad mi Yisrael kegufo. You have to love Avas Yisrael, you have to love every Jew. I hope I'll not be accused of being a Zionist. That v'yachad l'rayecha kamocha. Agoras Maimonides adds, that the mitzvah of Yehatla Reyecha Kamocha is dafka l'reyecha b'torah and mitzvos. This is the Gemara, that the mitzvah of Yehatla Reyecha only refers to someone who is like you b'torah and mitzvos. Avoli says, Adam Rasha, she'ino mekabel tochacha, mitzvah l'sinosa. A person who's a Rasha, it's a mitzvah to hate. One of the most popular mitzvahs in contemporary Jewish life. The Chazon Ish, unfortunately, in whose name so unjustly sinner is occasionally preached, the Chazon Ish on Hilchos Deis, it's quoted in the Chazon Ish al Rambam, emphasizes that this mitzvah lisno as harasha, which comes from the Gemara 10th Perek Pesachim, Nabei Pesachim, is only for a rasha who was not mekabel tochacha. If you were machiachim and he was not mechabel tochacha, mitzvah l'snosa. What happens if you are not mechiach? What happens if you did not reproach him? Are you allowed to hate him? The answer is no. He quotes the Ma'ari Mulan and the Maram Lublin, both of them who say, the Mahai Taima, they say, mitzvah le'ehov es harashayim. And this was before Akuk. It's a mitzvah le'ehov es harashayim. Why must you love the Rasha? Because. What is the halacha of mitzvah l'snoso? That's only because it was she'ena mekabel. I'm using, and please don't quote me that way, right? Absolutely, I mean, it's a mitzvah that because of the circumstances in which we live is not shy. The same as Megillah Seita. Someday it may be revivified, but not today. That's precisely what the Amara and Tanoim say, and therefore they pass on the halacha. Since technically there is not tachacha, even though we should be mochiach, but very carefully, but since technically al pi din there is no techacha, every rasha is begeder that he was lefnei kabbalas techacha. If it's lefnei kabbalas techacha, then there's no issa, then there's no mitzvah of sinna, and on the contrary, there's a mitzvah lehel. And this is a halachic problem, because whoever says differently runs afoul of a great kula. And that is that there's a shita sagaonim, that a mumar is not zoykeik liyibum. If a woman lost her husband, chas v'shalom, and didn't have any children, and she has a brother-in-law, there's a zikah for yibum. What happens if the brother-in-law is a mumar, a rasha? According to the shita sagaonim is that the zikah is nifka, it's mufka. There is no zikah, and she can get married, she's mutar l'shuk, and she doesn't have to have any chalitza. That's only if you say that it's a rasha gama. But if he's not a rasha gama, what happens if he's an onus? If the rasha is an onus, he's a tibik shenish b'ein ha'akum. He never learned. He's a rasha because he doesn't know any differently. He does not have a halacha of a rasha. He has the halacha of an onus. And if she had a zika liyibum, he's not poita the zika, and she has to have chalitza from him. So you're running the risk of yevamah l'shuk. And therefore, bizman hazeh, says the chazaynish, bizman hazeh, if a woman's husband dies and there are no children and her brother-in-law is a rasha, he can be a first-class rasha. I mean, I don't want to give you examples, but there can be a first-class rasha. But since we have the halacha of teichacha, because we're not inadequate as mechichim, therefore he has a rasha blaita. But he's a rasha lifnei teichacha, therefore it's a mitzvah lehov, and since he doesn't have a quality, since technically, halachically, he's not a rasha, she has to have chalitza. Because if you're passing that mutter lisnai, or chayev lisnai, then you have to say that she's mutter l'shuk, and you're running afoul of a major problem of Yisrael Diyadaisa. Akaponim, from the words of Marim Mulin, the Maram Lublin, the Chazaynish, in this generation, they would appear to say, there is no halacha, that the halacha is against Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, against the Rambam, and rather we pass like the other Tanoim, which means that from a technical point of view, every person is ki'ilo lo huchach, but nevertheless, as I said before, the techniques, the implicit ideas of a chayach to chayach would apply, even as, for instance, there may not be bensorah amorah, but the idea, the musahaskel, the attitudes of treating bensorah amorah or iran adachas and megillah sota, whatever it might be, all apply because the Torah is nitzchis. So similarly, here they would apply in the hope that bizman biyas hamashiach, the generation will be qualified to accept tochacha, that Rabbanim will be qualified to give tochacha. It's also a matter of Mashiach, and at that time the technical applications will apply. I must mention, of course, this is their shita. The shita of the Rambam would be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and that the halacha is applicant and relevant today.